Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello, this is the series on entrepreneurship. We're going A to Z, and we're on the letter B. And one of the words that was on the list was brilliant. And you might ask, why specifically are entrepreneurs brilliant? Shouldn't everyone be brilliant? And everyone is brilliant. But the one thing about an entrepreneur, you're actually stepping out of business as usual. And along those lines, part of being brilliant is being innovative, daring to step, and we hear this cliche all the time, but stepping outside of the box. And that's why I felt like I wanted to keep that on our list and make it a part of our list. Being brilliant. And the one thing, when you look up just the definition of brilliant, it's someone that might be super smart. And one of the things is being an entrepreneur doesn't always mean that you have to be the smartest or that you have to be perfect or you have to be a guru. But what it does mean is that the way you deliver and package something, and it could be something already pre-existing or something that is commonplace, but you bring a different and unique twist. And it doesn't mean that you necessarily are super smart or that you got some high grades in school. All of that, especially with an entrepreneur, that's where it kind of levels the playing field. It's not about some standardized test score. It really comes down to your ability to be creative and to think outside the box or to challenge that there is a box and it's not a circle or and just to use your imagination in such a way that you take something that seems so futuristic or even not even feasible and make it feasible and possible. And that's what we mean in this application of being brilliant. And I want to also say to everyone is don't get hung up that you've got to be brilliant in every aspect of business, that you got to be good with numbers, you got to be good with marketing, you got to be great at sales, and you've got to have this creative mind. Not necessarily. All you have to do is find that one thing that you're brilliant at, that you're passionate about, and then building the right team. And there's another B word that I'm going to throw in here. This is a bonus B word, to be honest with you. And it's bartering. Because when you're an entrepreneur, especially starting out, you don't have the money to pay people to be a part of your team. But there are other things that you can barter, whether it's bartering for future success or by making them stockholders, or even if there's something immediate that you can give, they can receive. I myself, for example, very recently, some of my social media, the way I post has caught people's attention. And people have approached me about doing their social media. And what I immediately look for is there something of value that we can exchange? And where we find something of value, mutual value, not just some fluff. And here's one key thing is, for example, if you sell t-shirts, let's say, I don't necessarily need more t-shirts in my closet. And more t-shirts is not going to further my business. But what, from a business-to-business perspective, can we barter for? Maybe you have some contacts and some connects, and maybe you've opened some doors on where you've sold your t-shirt that, let's say, for example, if it's the school system, maybe you can introduce me to someone in the school system that might be interested in my STEM books. That's a business win. And that's so important too. So keep that in mind, that even talk yourself into it, even if you don't consider yourself brilliant at the moment, you have to talk yourself into it, that I'm brilliant. This is my niche. This is something I do different from everyone else. That this is something that, even if you have to, you're the only one saying it. You say it long enough, you'll believe it. And ultimately, you'll carry and show yourself to be that brilliant person in your particular niche. And sometimes people see it even before you see it, but sometimes you've got to talk it and convince yourself, even as you are developing and finding your place on stage. This also takes me to one last point, and it's very relevant to something I participated in today. It was a youth workshop. It was on entrepreneurship. And there were young people that were on a panel. I give kudos to every one of those young people on the panel. They talked about small businesses that they started, some right in their high school. And the fact that they put themselves out there and was willing to talk about something that they accomplished, that is a way of saying, hey, I had a brilliant idea in this moment, in this opportunity, and I went for it. And this is what I have to show for it. And so I would say, especially if we have some new entrepreneurs or young entrepreneurs, is get out there and find speaking opportunities to talk about your story, to hone your voice, to say it out loud. I did this, and here was the success that I had with it. That alone is also a way of getting in the habit of recognizing what unique capabilities you have and bring to the table that differentiate you and make you unique in your own right, and therefore what you have to offer, whether it's goods or services, comes from a place of brilliance. So that's our B for today. Brilliance with a bonus of bartering. Try those out and feel free to give me some feedback. leave some comments, or even reach out and email me. You can reach me at jsb@expressobookstore.com. Expressobookstore.com. Thanks for joining. Stay tuned for the next episode.